Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. I am on the editorial staff of an e-zine, Modern Creative Life, which you can find on the web at moderncreativelife.com. Once a month, I have a column called Sunday Brunch. This Sunday, I am sharing the column that I published for April 9th, Carousel of Memories. Calliope music, tinny and overloud, coming from the speakers, doesn't quite drown out the sounds of human voices. Small children squealing in delight, parents warning them to hold on and be careful. The lights blur as I ride by, my painted pony leaping upwards and gently descending as it chases other ponies and sleds, around and around in an endless circle. The music slows. The lights resolve into individual incandescent bulbs. The ponies stop. With watery legs, I slide off my stalwart steed, jump from the platform, and launch myself at the adult who has been watching me. My grandfather, most likely, or maybe my great-aunt Violet. "Did you see? I caught the ring," I ask, and their answer is a blend of weariness and positive reinforcement. I am 5, 6, 7 years old, and I've just ended a day at the Asbury Park boardwalk with a ride on the carousel. Outside the carousel house, the twilight of evening is melting into full darkness. The scent of hot dogs and cotton candy mixes with the salty brine of sea and sand. The lights on the roller coaster are reflected upon the glassy ocean. The night feels made of magic. I am 12 years old, and I have no idea that it will be the last time I see the boardwalk with its rides active, with children running back and forth, with indulgent parents and grandparents handing over money in exchange for pretzels with mustard, paper cones full of popcorn, or wax-coated bags of saltwater taffy. On that night, surrounded by the teeming throngs of little kids racing for the teacups, kids my age who are at once too cool to be seen with their parents but not quite ready to be away from them, and older kids, teens really, making out in the gondolas of the Ferris wheel, I cannot even fathom that such a thriving place, an icon of the Jersey Shore, will be a dead husk just a few years later. It's 2009, and my husband, my parents, and I are on the East Coast because my aunt, my mother's younger sister, got married a few days before, and we've extended our trip to visit family none of us have seen in years. The October wind blows cold through the two layers of sweaters I'm wearing, but I turn my face into it and let it push my hair back behind me. The ocean is deep blue and steel gray, primal and fierce, crashing its fists of white foam on the cold sand. The boardwalk is empty, save for a few hardcore athletes, sheathed in thermal exercise gear and clutching their dogs' leashes as they pound down the slanted, weathered boards. We leave Asbury Park and head to the next town over, Ocean Grove, where the cute shops are open for business, hoping a few errant tourists will wander in. My mother and I lived there for part of a year when I was 9, and walking those so familiar streets filled me with bittersweet nostalgia. I liked my life when I was there, when it was just Mom and me in our apartment on the second floor, where you could see the ocean from the bathtub. Even so, 30 years later, I must acknowledge that her life and mine are both happier with all the changes that have taken place since then. It is the last Wednesday of March, 2017, and I'm in Asbury Park again, with just my husband this time. We woke early that morning to the total darkness of the power being out and the insistent keening of tornado sirens, drove to the airport feeling a bit shell-shocked, then landed several hours later under sunny skies. Our hotel room has a view of the beach and vintage photos of the Jersey Shore on the walls, and after we have dinner, truly sinful burgers made of ground beef mixed with ground bacon at a local pub, we go to the boardwalk. The sun is low in the early spring sky, and the air is chilly, but I find a bench and enjoy the peace of the waves and smile at the people walking their dogs or just enjoying the pre-tourist season calm. The city has changed since I was last here. What was once a dead town is alive again. Many of the Beaux Arts buildings have been lovingly restored. The old arcade is now home to small boutiques and a coffee roasting company, with a brewery right next door. Restaurants line the waterfront, and the town hosts many trendy eateries and bars, ethnic, vegan, brunch, including, as their sidewalk sign proudly proclaims, the best gay bar in New Jersey. I take their word for it. My husband walks off to explore the arcade, to take pictures at my behest, and I stay on the bench. It's probably just my imagination, but I can hear it, very faintly, the sound of Calliope music. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.